good. Get the cobwebs out. You know, get your first hits in. Yeah, it was a good practice. A little bit more like real football. And that's always exciting, and that's always, you know, the point of camp and really getting to real football, really working on the techniques that are going to help us down the line.
There are some veterans who still would like to see more hitting, others who still like more scaled back. Where do you stand on this?
You know, I'm the type of guy that goes with the flow. More hitting, that's fine with me. You know, less hitting, that's also good. You know, I just try to take the reps that I'm given and make the most out of them, whether with pads, without pads. Just trying to take the most of what I'm given.
Did you guys expect to be in full shoulder pads, full pads today, or was it shoulder pads?
No, I'm pretty sure this was always the plan. But I think these days coming up, I think we'll be in full pads. So yeah, just a gradual climb.
How much more in sync are you with Eli this time now as opposed to
later? Yeah, I would say much more, especially from at this point last year. Much more confident in myself as far as knowing what to do. And I think Eli is a lot more comfortable as well within the scheme, within the offense. I know he's moving a lot faster, you know, with his play calling and stuff like that. So we're moving at like a much more well-oiled machine than we were, I think, at this point last year.
The backfield was crowded last year. You've added Rain, Perkins. I mean, you're sitting there going, wow, this is...
We definitely have a lot of guys, but it's good for right now, you know. I definitely think we're learning a lot, especially in the early weeks of camp. Definitely learning a lot from the different guys in the room, which is kind of why I like having a lot of guys in the room, because everyone has a different style. Everyone brings something new to the table, so you can learn a lot from that.
You said good for right now. When the season gets started, are you looking for more structure, more clear hierarchy?
I think everyone's roles will start to be carved out as camp goes. You know, Coach said earlier this week, or last week, I should say, you know, we don't know exactly what we're going to be with the team, what the makeup's going to be. So that's what camp is for, kind of put that together and, you know, competition at its highest element.
How is the running back rotation being done in practice?
Everyone's getting their fair amount. There's too many of us for me to sit there and really notice, you know, who's getting what. All I can really do is just concentrate on the reps that I'm given. And I know all the guys are doing the same, because we're not getting too many, so we got to make the most of the ones we do get.
How much of a challenge is that when you don't get too many reps? I mean, you got to, you know, get your work in, but not get that many reps.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's not a challenge if you're focused and if you come to practice knowing that with your reps that you get, you got to make the most of them. You know, we don't come to practice expecting to get a million reps. We come to get, you know, exactly what's scheduled, and we go over it. We know what we're going to get coming into practice, and we just make the most of what we can.
Is that even more maybe than in New England? I don't know how many backs you guys had there, but do you get even less maybe here?
It's hard to tell. It's probably about the same. Like I said, it's the early stages of camp. Everyone's pretty much, you know, basic.
Have you seen Perkins close the gap on what he missed in the spring?
I see him coming along. Even Marshawn as well. I mean, he's a smart guy. He's a smart player, so he's catching on very quickly. And, you know, I've seen his progression go pretty steadily. Learning a lot.
We speculate a lot about who might call the plays. Does that matter to a player at all?
No. I mean, I don't think the plays you have matters. I think what you do with the plays that you do get matters more so. So, like I said, just taking advantage of what you get.
Can you even tell who's calling the plays? You know, if both Mike and Ben are calling them during camp?
Not at all. Not, I mean, it's the same offense we had last year. And so you have, I mean, I can't tell. I don't know if anybody else can, but I know I can.
Coach Johnson was talking to us a little bit about his former 2,000-yard rushers. That's sort of how he measures running back. Does he talk to you guys about that?
Yeah, that's always the standard. That's always, you know, where we set the bar. As a running back group, as a room, we set the bar very high, and, you know, we don't shy down from that. You know, we have expectations for ourselves, and we hope that we can reach those.
What did you think that the strengths and weaknesses of the backfield were last year?
Oh, man. There's a lot. I think, you know, we have a smart group. And we had a very talented group last year. Unfortunately, we weren't able to run the way that we wanted to. But at the same time, you know, we definitely each player brought their skill set to the table. And, you know, we had some moments in there where we really shined.
The Patriots
are going to
make it without Brady for 4 games.
Man, you got to ask now. Yeah.
Would you say you don't back down when talking about 2,000 runners. You think that's realistic for somebody in this system or on this team with the way it's constituted?
Yeah, I mean, if we can get the running game going, you know, I think the pass game will help the run game and vice versa. I would never put limits on any offense, limits on any player or position group, especially now. So early in the season, we're just trying to really get our feet down and get back into football shape.
Was last year tough for you? You were not really used to being on a team, you know, 6-10.
Last year was tough for me, not just because of the record. You know, I just knew as a team we could play better. And it wasn't just frustrating for me. It was frustrating for everybody in the locker room. Nobody likes to lose. Nobody likes missing the playoffs or, you know, playing worse than the talent that's in the locker room.
Go
ahead.
How difficult was blowing those late leads?
Yeah, extremely difficult. I think going into this year, after last year's experience, you know, hopefully we've learned and hopefully we don't let that happen again.
There's not a whole lot of guys on this roster that have been to the playoffs. The guys talk to you. I mean, there's so much optimism about mm-hmm. that being the goal. Do they talk to you at all about what that's like? I mean, you've been there.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely conversations going on in the locker room about, you know, getting there and the postseason and whatnot, but we got to start with week one first. We got to start with preseason first. We got to start with tomorrow, really. It's so far down the road. We just got to try to stack days together and just try to get good practices to be consistent with that.
Did you overlap with Falk at all?
Yeah, 1 year.
What is his kind of tenure there? I mean, I know he was put in their Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he was put in Hall of Fame yesterday, I believe. He was a great mentor, a great leader, kind of like that player coach. I learned a lot from him. I'm trying to do the same now that I'm kind of the older guy in the room. Try to take some of these younger guys under my wing and really keep help them get along, get to where they want to be.
Is he kind of the model for what your position should be?
He's definitely a great example. Definitely a great example, and definitely somebody that not just me, but guys across the league and guys coming up can look up to and watch this film and really learn.
Are there big differences this year as opposed to last year that you see?
I wouldn't say huge differences, no. I still feel like, you know, I'm still in the same kind of regime and, you know, same rules, and I feel like practices move kind of, you know, the same tempo. And the excitement is good, especially right now. I'm really excited to see, you know, what we can put on the field this year.